This is Do Something Radio.
It's Clout with Richard Green.
Okay, and welcome back. And as you know, in addition to being Meatless Monday, Mondays are Soul Clout Monday. And we try to have people who are out there on the cutting edge of all sorts of progressive things involved with health and healing and metaphysics and spirituality and new thought and the human potential movement. And it is my great pleasure to introduce someone that I spent a year getting to know at the University of Santa Monica, where I went through a two-year master's degree program in spiritual psychology. It was in 2002 to 2004. And one of my classmates, who I have stayed in touch with, is named Sherry Covens. And she is a healer and a success coach here in Los Angeles. And before that, she had a 15-plus year career as a top-producing national magazine ad sales executive in New York City and Texas and L.A. with Us Magazine, Mademoiselle, TV Guide, Business 2.0, et cetera, et cetera. And then she, like so many people who are open to shifting with the tides of what's running through their body, she became very much more focused on healing and using her gifts in that area, and does pranic healing, touch for health, advanced DNA theta healing, open heart meditation, and advanced reference point therapy. And she has a soul harmony healing practice. Now, this sounds all kind of woo-woo stuff, but what I like about Sherry, and I've spent some time with her recently going over her work, is that it's very practical and very, I think, related to what we are doing in the New Age community, in the progressive political community, in terms of trying to change the world. And as Gandhi said, you know, you have to be the change that you want to see in the world. And in talking to her, it occurred to me, you know what, Sherry, you got to come on the show, and you have to share some of your insights with me in front of my audience, because I think that we're somehow not tuned in to some of the things that we need to be tuned in as we debate the crazy right-wingers and as we try to move our country forward. So with that very long introduction, welcome to Air America, Sherry Covens.
Thank you, Richard.
So why don't you, in your own words, describe your work and what's unique about it compared to, you know, anyone else, because I was really impressed that you have followed your own muse. So in your words.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to talk about it. Well, as you mentioned, I call my work Soul Harmony Healing, because it's really all about getting aligned with your soul. And one of the major concepts of the work I do is a concept called beingness, which is recognizing that within each one of us is that soul, that part of the divine, that part of all that is, that really is possessing all the qualities that, of course, in spiritual psychology, we call the authentic self. And those are the qualities of pure unconditional love, compassion, infinite wisdom, kindness, peace, acceptance, wisdom, spontaneity, creativity, all the qualities that we really consider when we're talking about somebody who is whole and healthy. And the premise of my healing work is that we are all that inside within us, but the only thing that's preventing us from being that all the time are the traumas that are held in our body that we inherit from our ancestors, that are also acquired during other key developmental periods in our lives. As I've mentioned to you, there's what we call, in the reference point therapy technique that I use, there are about 12 key developmental events between preconception and after birth that also correlate to basically every human trauma that you can imagine.
So let's stop there and recap for a second. You're saying that who we are in our native, natural, organic state is this perfection that you're referring to, and that the only thing that keeps us from that are the traumas that we build up as we age and grow up. And you said there are 12 key points from preconception to, I guess, what adulthood. I'm fascinated to have you go through what those are.
Okay. Well, that's quite a detailed process, but I just want to tweak a couple of points of your recap. And, you know, when I said what keeps us from doing that, it's kind of three areas. One is basically what you inherit from your ancestors. you know, the theory of this work is also based on quantum theory that we're all made of energy. And what modern medicine, the leading edge of medical research now shows is that DNA, which was once thought to be an immutable blueprint of who we are, is now shown to actually be affected virtually daily by your thoughts and feelings. And as Bruce Lipton, who wrote a wonderful book called The Biology of Belief, explained, that our DNA is now affected by our perceptions of our environment, meaning, you know, how you think and feel in reaction to your environment. So basically, since that's what makes up your DNA, and DNA is something that we know we inherit, each one of us also inherits the unresolved issues from our ancestors, all the things that affected them very strongly that were traumatic for them. Of course, you also inherit their strengths, but along with their strengths, you basically inherit their unresolved issues. So this work is dedicated to going to what we call the point of origin in your ancestry to find basically the original cause of any limiting conditions, or whether they're physical, emotional, or material in your life today.
Let's stop here for a second. Can you give an example of that, and how the ancestors, whatever issues, come up and are reflected, repeated in the DNA?
Yes. Say, for example, someone today, well, let's see. I can just give you an example from a recent client session. The client was basically, well, in the work I do, again, it's all about getting to the feelings, because the feelings, again, represent your vibration, your frequency. And so by getting to the feelings, we were able to determine one of her core feelings that was causing her limiting outcomes in her life was a feeling that she was guilty, and usually associated with that are feelings of unworthiness. But basically, there's three, kind of the trifecta of core limiting beliefs or feelings are I'm guilty, I'm not worthy, and I'm not enough. And so
say that again. So
I'm guilty, I'm not worthy, and I'm not enough. So virtually everything can be drawn back to one of those, and they're all connected. So in dealing with I'm guilty, now this is where kind of the woo-woo part comes in to this
aspect. We may have already passed that point for some people.
Oh,
but that's okay.
Well, this is where it gets particularly woo-woo for some people is that, again, and this is only one aspect of this work, is where we do ancestral regression. And this is where I facilitate people actually being able to go back and determine that this feeling of I'm guilty was present at their conception in their mother's womb, and then we go back even further and determine how many generations back this energy started, that it's been in the family line. And then again, it's kind of a mystical way that we determine that, but once we're shown how many generations back the energy first started, I actually facilitate my clients being able to see what happened, the event that happened to that ancestor that first brought forward the feeling of I'm guilty. And in the case with a client that I had the other day, we were able to see that it was a woman who, in her day, she would have been called a witch. She was a wise woman. She was on her own. She lived by her own rules. She was like a medicine woman. And she was ostracized for it and made to feel guilty. And we were able to see several other, you know, how that came forward in the generations after that. But
we're talking to Sherry Covens, who is a healer and a counselor, and someone that has some very, I think, very pertinent and unique philosophies around healing. And it's fascinating, Sherry, that you're saying, and I think you're probably right, that everything that shows up in our lives in terms of patterns that are not working, our emotional issues, our challenges that we have with ourselves and with others, and in terms of kind of accomplishing what we want to accomplish in our life, having the kind of self-esteem that would allow us to go and live our missions out in the world, that they are traceable back to something. Mm-hmm. You're saying, which is fascinating, that there are three somethings. There's a feeling of being guilty, a feeling of not being worthy, and a feeling of not being enough, and that those are those always related to things that we inherit, or are they sometimes things that we kind of get generated during our current lifetime?
Well, the idea is that whatever happens in this lifetime happens because the imprint is already there. And it is possible, and on occasion, we find some pattern that started in the current lifetime, but usually it's not one of those basic ones.
No, hold on. Okay, see if you can explain that. So whatever happens, because, again, I want to break this down because there's a lot, you know, there's months of study that go into some of the very simple sentences that you're sharing.
Yeah.
Everything that happens is based upon, and it can only happen based upon an imprint that's already there. What does that mean?
Well, again, that means what the imprint that's in your DNA. It's like the cellular coding, the cellular memory. I guess cellular memory is that more understandable term. So it's like you come in, you're born with this, you know, you're made up of the cells, the DNA, and it's made up and affected, as we know, by thoughts and feelings. And so the strong thoughts and feelings become...
Well, by the way, when you say what we know, what we now know, guess would be that most people listening are saying, hold on, DNA is DNA. And it is what it is, and it's not capable of being affected by our thoughts, our feelings, or any experiences. But you're saying that scientifically that is no longer the case.
Exactly. And there's two books I can just quickly recommend to your readers who are interested. One is called The Genie in Your Genes by Dawson Church. Another is called Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton, who I mentioned. And they've kind of capsulized the latest research over the past 5 years or so.
Well,
the
Biology of Belief.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now I saw a video of Bruce Lipton, and I thought it was mind-blowingly great stuff. And he is universally respected by people who are into this kind of stuff. Okay, so let's go back. Okay, Sherry Kovens, we're going to have to hold it right here. We will be back. I mean, I hope you guys like this stuff. I mean, it's very different than just bashing the Republicans and whatnot. But I love getting a little bit deeper into issues that are beyond politics, and I hope you do too. This is progressive politics and progressive lifestyle, and we love to do this stuff on Mondays, Soul Clout Mondays, and we will return here on Air America. This is Richard Green on Hollywood Clout. Stay tuned.